My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
The fourth, the final, the best hour of the Rob Brown Show starts now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob, the great one, Alonzo, and you, if you want to be a part of the show, the renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fans phone is open for you, 844-326-3663. Our text line is open, 71-307-71-307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, and we will read them on the radio broadcast. You can also tweet me at the Rob Brown Show. You can tweet the great one at Lonzo Onward. You can tweet everybody up in the hizzle at the FAN Upstate if you want to come at us in that direction. And don't forget the voice notes function. I don't think that's the actual name of it, but I don't know what the actual name of it is.
Wow. So you've been advertising this thing for a week and you don't know what it's called?
Well, okay. It's called the voice messages feature, but I don't like that.
Yeah. Voice notes sounds better.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're going to come up with a better name for it.
Come on, corporate. I mean, do better.
No. Listen, they can call it whatever they want. It's not what we're calling it on this show. We got to come up with a good name for this.
Well,
thing.
I mean,
we got to come up with a hook.
Other places would call it a whiner line and things like that. I mean, you know, complaint line.
We got to do better than that. We got to do better than that. We got to come up with a hook for this. We got to come up with a title for the voice notes feature.
How about the boat show? I don't know. I mean, you know,
that's a dated reference for the Rob Brown Show Armada.
Right,
and a good one. A good one. The voice notes feature, which we will come up with a better name for. I'm gonna brainstorm that later today.
So apparently I don't get to participate, but that's fine. You know,
we're gonna voice notes, but I'm gonna end up calling it something inappropriate that you won't love. But we're doing it anyway.
That's you're probably right about that.
Yeah, we're gonna call it the offline.
Are you gonna talk to management about that first, or are you just gonna call it that?
We're just gonna do it.
All right.
We're gonna do it. I am a firm believer.
Since the other show has no access to it, because somehow you've found a way to have the only access, they're not happy about that, by the way.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and you're the only one who seems to know how to do the thing. Yeah, there's some animosity. There's some avarice going on around here.
I didn't do it on purpose, for the record. We're going to call it something. It's going to be better than the voice. Anyway, here's the point. Go to the Odyssey app. Go to the Fan Upstate page. There's two buttons in the middle of the page. One is a rectangle, but with circular ends. I don't know what shape that is. It's not really an oval, because it's like a rectangle, but the ends are... It's orange. You click that button, you can listen to the station live 24/7, 365. But next to that, there's a little circle button. It's got a microphone in the middle of it. You click that button... And once thou does.
So you haven't even looked at it. Does it actually say what that is, or it's the buttons is there?
I am willing. I am willing, Lonzo, just for you. I'm willing to even pull it up on the Odyssey app right here on my phone, which is easy to do. You just click on the Odyssey app, download it to your phone.
You know what? It's
right
free.
And it is free.
It is free.
Fan Upstate page. You click on that page. It's going to bring you here. Right. There's the orange Listen Live button.
Yeah.
All right next to it, little circle microphone on.
You know what that doesn't say? It doesn't say what it is or what it does.
Right.
Wow.
Which is why I'm explaining to the people.
So this expects someone to go onto the app and go, hey, I wonder what this does.
You click on the Listen Live button, and it's my favorite thing.
It's called test marketing, people.
There's some animosity.
See, it automatically brings up us live 24/7, 365.
It's a little bit behind, obviously.
It's a little bit behind, but you're still there. You click on the voice notes function. It's a little circle microphone. It's going to bring up this purple half screen. It's got another little microphone button on it. And if you click it, like we will now, and you leave a voice message on it of any length, as long as it's under 60 seconds, you can say whatever you want to me, to Lonzo, apparently not to Cole Bryson and Diesel, but we'll see if we can get them sorted out. And then when you're done, you click the stop button. As soon as you do, it says, would you like to re-record or send? You simply push send, and once you do...
And none of that's explained. No, I mean, you just show the screen, and it's just a button, and people are supposed to know what that button is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're here to tell them what it is.
I mean, that's
otherwise,
exactly what I'm here for.
They may not have the curiosity that you and I do, going, hey, I wonder what this does, and
that's why,
push it.
That's why right now it's the Armada line, all right? That's the Armada line. And once you click that and you submit it, there you go. Sends it right to me.
Listen, as loud as Rob is, and it's just only slightly overprocessed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
Yeah. So click that button on the Odyssey app, the little microphone. It's going to bring you to another page. Click that little microphone. You can submit as a voice note up to 60 seconds long. Send it right to me. Listen, I want this to be an integral part of the show. Let me tell you what I see in my dreams.
Ooh.
What I see in my dreams is that you guys are clicking that button at like 2:30 in the morning on a Saturday after a bad day of college football.
You want drunk people. I want drunk people.
Angry people. I want hilarious people. I want characters. All right.
You,
I want it all.
Not just one guy who has nothing to do, but he's at home all the time and he's just doing
it. Yeah, I want these all to be different people, not the same guy.
I've had to deal with that on these kind of lines before.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, haven't you put anything out yet? It's just the same dude doing the same thing. I can't.
The voice notes feature available on the Fan Upstate page free on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Go there, record your 60-second voice note, send it to us. I want them at 2:30 in the morning on Saturdays. I want them at noon on Wednesday when you're having a crap day at the office and something Lonzo said during the show ticked you off and you want to respond to it. I want voice notes Sunday at 1:15 because your team's down 21 points in the first quarter to the Jaguars and you got something to say about it.
Hey, why not every day at 10 a.m.? Just jump on the app just for a second.
Give us a show review
and tell us who won the show.
Yeah.
Did I win or did Rob win? That's all we want to know. Be as creative.
Four years in, and we got a show who won the show competition.
Give examples about why Rob won or why I won or why you think it was a tie.
Do that. And also 2:30 in the morning on Saturdays after a bender because your college football team got upset.
Like
whatever
you
want.
I'm guessing. I've never been in that state before, but pushing that little tiny button when you're in that state, probably difficult.
Maybe that's why they did that. That's why they made it such a small button. Go to the Odyssey app, go to the Fan Upstate page, click on that microphone button, and drop us a 60-second voice note. I don't care what you talk about. I don't care what you talk about. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you say it. Don't be racist. Don't be sexist. Outside of that, I don't give a crap. Have fun. It's what it's there for. It is the one way that you can interact with the show completely and totally uncensored, and then I'll censor it later.
So if you just want to call and say, hey, Rob.
You suck!
I was wondering, because my favorite pudding is tapioca. Is it okay that my favorite pudding is tapioca? Hey, Rob, what is the stuff in tapioca? Is that actually tapioca, or is that bugs? Because it looks like bugs, and it crunches when I eat tapioca.
And that's 60 seconds. That's it. That's all you got. Yeah. You're done.
Or
you can be like, hey, Rob. I mean, there's no dial tone, but you get the point. You get the point.
If you can incorporate the dial tone, then we'll know it's fake.
Whatever. Have fun. All right. The voice notes feature free on the Odyssey app. I want this to be a major part of the show moving forward. So use it. Okay.
Also, if you want to talk about the person that you've hated the most on the station historically.
Oh, listen.
You can rank hosts and producers and every personality that's ever been on the station like 1 to 10. I want to know who the worst one was in the entire history of the station. Some of you have been listening from the beginning. Just curious who that would be.
Me too. Me too. I also want that.
We can give you ideas, or you could just, you know, push the button and just say something.
Push the button, say whatever you want. It's what it is there for. All right, we got a bunch more stuff we need to get to in the final of the show. Texter UNC Chris said we should call it the Ray Line.
It's got to be the Memorial.
The Ray Memorial Voice Notes. We got to come up with voice. So the Ray Memorial Messages, message board. I'm going to come up with that last word. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but we may call it the Ray Memorial Line. That might be it. The Ray Memorial Message Center. That might be it.
R.I.P.
R.I.P., Ray. We hardly knew ye.
Oh, no, we knew you.
We knew ye very well.
Yeah, we did.
We knew you more than we maybe wanted to in some cases. Rip to a legend, Ray. For those of you that are relatively new to the Armada, you may not know, Lonzo and I tend to get sidetracked sometimes. We tend to end up going this direction, but then we end up over there. We always bring it back. We always come back around.
Side roads come back to the main road eventually.
We always come back around, but we tend to get sidetracked sometimes. And it's not always about sports to the point that it has just become the show. You just, if you listen to the show, you know that inevitably we're going to find our way over there and then we're going to come sauntering back and we're going to get back on track. Well, there used to be a texter on our text line at 71307, but you can text, start your text with the word fan, F-A-N. We'll read them on the show. Or we won't. We'll see. But we had a texter named Ray who used to text the show every time Lonzo and I got away from sports for more than like 7 seconds. Ray would text the show and tell us how bad we were at our jobs. Ray would text the show and tell us how bad the show is and how we need to hashtag stick to sports and how he's never listening again. And then would inevitably text the show again like a week later. And this went on, I mean this went on for like a year and a half. Ray would text every time I got off sports and be like, your show sucks. You suck. You're bad at your job. Go away. Go back to Florida. Get out of here. You and Lonzo were trash. And then one day, Ray just disappeared, and he has been MIA ever since, which means one of two things. Either Ray finally lived up to his word and he found a new station to listen to in the mornings, or Ray dead. Well, it's one of those two things. Either Ray moved on to a better place, or Ray moved on to a better place. What, like, those are the two options. So I think we may very well be calling the voice notes feature the Ray Memorial Hotline. I think that's it. I think that's it. The Ray Memorial Hotline is open for you. Go to the Odyssey app. Go to the Fan Upstate page. Click on that microphone button and leave a message on the Ray Memorial Hotline. And if it's good enough and I like it, we'll play it on the air. We'll see how this goes. Real good or real bad. All right, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to go ahead and run to a break just a minute early. And when we come back, Kurt Warner. You may have heard of Kurt Warner. He was an NFL quarterback for like a while. He's pretty good. He's pretty good. Went to a couple Super Bowls. Pretty good quarterback. Welp, Kurt Warner was on a podcast yesterday, and he was asked about how in his strategery, he would develop a young quarterback. So when Zoe and I come back, we're going to play a little hold up, and we're going to respond to what Kurt Warner said is the correct way to develop a young quarterback. Something I think is very important that the Carolina Panthers learn, because they're either going to do it with the one they got or they're going to do it with the one they're going to get. But they're going to have to do it. We'll talk about that next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show continues. It's the Fan Upstate, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, Rob Brown and the great one Lonzo with you. Kurt Warner was an NFL quarterback, and I would argue a pretty good one. Pretty good one. Had some success. Took him a little while to get going, but had some success.
Did he win a Super Bowl?
Kurt Warner,
I do believe, maybe
won many things.
Greatest show on turf
during his time as a quarterback for St. Louis Rams, the Green Bay Packers, as we all know, Iowa Barnstormers, the Amsterdam Admirals, the New York Giants, and of course the Arizona Cardinals. And he is indeed not just a Super Bowl champion. He was also in that same Super Bowl, the Super Bowl MVP. He was a two-time NFL MVP in 99 and 01, a two-time first-team Pro Bowler, a four-time Pro Bowler, a two-time NFL passing touchdowns leader, a three-time NFL completion percentage leader, a two-time NFL passer rating leader, an NFL passing yards leader, a Burt Bell Award winner, a Bart Starr Award winner, and has made his entrance into the Arizona Cardinals Ring of Honor. He also holds the record for most touchdown passes in a single postseason, a record that he shares with Patrick Mahomes and Joe freaking Flacco, ladies and gentlemen, a prestigious group there. Kurt Warner, a pretty good quarterback. So when Kurt talks about quarterbacking, I think some of us should listen. You know who I think should listen the mostest? The Carolina Panthers. Kurt Warner yesterday was doing some interviews, and he got asked, if you were responsible for the growth and development of a young quarterback, how'd you handle it, Kurt? How would you handle it? And Kurt, being the gentleman that he is, answered that question. We're going to play a little game we like to call Hold Up. What we're going to do is going to play this audio. And anytime that we would like to react to anything, Lonzo or I can say, hold up. And we will stop the audio on the dot, respond, and then pick it up. Here is Kurt Warner. Hold up. Hold up, Kurt. Hold up. Wait, Kurt. Okay, sorry. I missed the button. That's my fault, Kurt Warner's. Okay,
well, you slid away from the mic and everything.
Do you understand how excited that made me? Do you understand how excited
did you
it
really
made
need
me?
To do
yeah,
that.
That was weird. Yeah. I take that back. That was real weird, and I'm real sorry about that.
I might have to call HR.
I don't feel that way about you, Kurt Warner. I like you a lot. It's all platonic. You know how excited I am to hear what Kurt Warner just said? You know why I'm excited to hear what Kurt Warner just said? Because it's what I've been telling you guys for a very long time. Young quarterbacks, with a few rare exceptions, get killed. And the concern I have is that it stunts their development in the league. Here's what I mean. And I've said this a couple times. It is worse for the guys who get drafted by teams that are not only booty cheeks, but their coaches' booty cheeks are on the hot seat. That it's worse for them because, as I have pointed out, and as Kurt just did, in different words, same message. When you bring in a guy and you go, we need our best guy to play immediately, and right now we need our biggest playmaker on the field, so that you do so with the acknowledgement that this guy immediately, a guy who's never played in the NFL, or like, I don't know, a particular number 9 in the NFL, not naming names, but if there was a young man wearing number 9 somewhere in the league, maybe the second year. But you throw these cats to the wolves. You throw these cats out there and you go, hey, go win. Go win right now. Because if you don't go win right now, I lose my job. And we blame it on head coaches. But I also want to point out, this is true for general managers. This is true for quarterbacks coaches, offensive coordinators, etc. And it is obviously mostly about the quarterback position. But the quarterback is the only position on the football field that can individually win or lose you games based on their performance. It's the only one. If your running back's bad, you can work around him. Wide receiver's bad, you can work around him. Cornerback, safety's bad, you can work around him. You can disguise, you can change things up. If your quarterback stinks, you stink. That's just it. If your quarterback stinks, you stink. So I think what Kurt's saying here is I would take the time to teach the guy the game, not just go out there and do stuff, do cool stuff. I would take time to teach him the game. I would take time to allow them to learn coverages and looks and understand the shape and philosophy of the NFL before I ask him to go, you know, save my butt. Hold up again. Correct. Because I think, and I'm not an NFL quarterbacks coach, all right? I know a little bit of ball. I'm not claiming I'm ready to go be Cliff Kingsbury or anything, but I know a little bit of ball. And I think one of the things that has happened in years recent is that because of guys like Mahomes, Allen, etc., I think that we have kind of gotten to the point that offenses are based around a concept, and a lot of these best of the best BOTB players, are they make it appear, oh, Oh my.
All right. According to several sources, the NCAA has eliminated the national letter of intent for all sports used for generations.
Can I be honest? It's been that way. Like, really? Breaking news brought to you by BetQL. Be a better, be smarter, beat the books with our friends at BetQL. And don't forget to listen to Bet for the Cycle every Saturday from noon to four on the BetQL Network with myself and Cody Decker. And make sure you have the BetQL app and listen to the BetQL Network on the Odyssey app. We haven't cared about national letters of intent for years. Why? Because what do we tune in for? Hat putting on day. And to be honest with you, can we do off with National Signing Day as well? Nobody cares anymore. It used to be this big festive thing that we all got ready for. It's February 21st or whatever. Everybody gather around your computer and let's watch high school children tell us where they're going to go play footballs. And it used to be a huge deal. Back when I worked at Destin, we used to have National Signing Day remotes that I would literally go out and do 10-hour remotes. I would do 10 consecutive hours of radio only talking about college football National Signing Day. Nobody cares anymore because we got kids making these announcements all over the place all the time. That's really interesting. But like, you're doing away with something that nobody's cared about for how many years? When's the last time, Lonzo, my show, other shows, any shows, when's the last time National Signing Day was like, guys, focus on NSD today?
All right. So this station's been on over a decade, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be back in the early days of the station.
Yep. Yep.
National signing day. Covered in the way that you're talking about, sending people out for the thing, but we had it on TV and we would talk about a bunch of it. So
this used to be a thing, dudes. Like, this used to be a thing that we went out and did and we covered it live. And I'm sure that there are some stations that say, I think you can do that if you're like a station that's dialed in on a school, right? Like, if you're a station that focuses on one school, then maybe it's a big deal for you. But if you're a station like ours where it's like we do a little anything and everything, I'm just going to say nobody cares about National Signing Day anymore. It hasn't been a thing in a couple of years because it's just wide open next now, man. It's just wide open. The only thing I care about on National Signing Day now is when players troll the school that's about to become their rival, right? When a guy is sitting down with a Texas and Oklahoma hat in front of him and he picks up the Oklahoma hat and then throws it into the rafters and puts on the Texas hat. I care about that because lulz, because it's funny. But, like, we know where most of these guys, hey, it's whatever. Or maybe I'm just a bad college football fan. I don't know. All right, let's get back to this Kurt Warner thing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's keep going with Kurt.
All right, hold up. So that makes it sound like they learn how to play football when they get to the NFL. And I get that there's an NFL style of football, but some of these guys coming in have already been conditioned about how that works because they're playing against pro-style defenses or they're playing in a pro-style offense, so they get in, they're already ready to go. He's making it sound like they have to learn how to play the position when they get to the NFL. And if that is the case, then that school that they came from is not doing it right.
So first off, the school they came from is under no obligation to make them NFL ready. The school that they play for is under no obligation to win their games.
I agree with that.
I am going to say number two. I think there is a difference between learning football and learning how to play quarterback in the NFL. When I was growing up, my old man, I would, you know, like every other kid, I'd be like, when the hell am I ever going to use calculus? Why do I have to learn calculus? No one's ever used calculus. And my old man would say to me, the sage that he was, my old man would say to me, you're not there to learn these things. You're there to learn how to learn. You're not there to, you don't necessarily need to memorize who the commanders were at the Battle of Trenton. What you need to do is learn how to take all these bits of information, learn what the most important parts are, catalog them, put them in order, and remember them, and then be able to think critically about them to reach certain conclusions and whatnot. And it, again, very sage advice, right? You're not there to learn what you're learning. You're there to learn how to learn. I think that's what Kurt Warner's saying. If you go to the NFL, or if you go play college ball, they may teach you that on this play, you're going to look at that guy, and if he's open, you're throwing the ball, and then you're going to look at that guy. That's fine. You've now learned if that guy's open, throwing the ball. If that guy is open, throwing the ball. What I need you to learn is how to recognize that that guy's going to be open before he is. What I need you to learn is that guy's going to be open, but not off the first break. It's going to be off the second break. And here's why. Because that defender is over there, and that defender's there, and this guy's moved up, which means that they're in a double high set, which means that because I'm running a seam route and a center nine, that the seam route is going to pull the safety over the top, and then that nine route's going to break to a flag, and then he's going to be open. I need you to learn why the guy is open, not that the guy is going to be open, right? Because if I can teach you how to look and recognize that if this set and this formation and that guy's over there, that means that this, this, and this are going to work. You know why Joe Burrow and Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes are so damn good at calling audibles? It ain't because they just look and they go, I think this one's going to work. It's because they can look and diagnose the defense and go, I think they're doing this, and they most likely are. And against this, this play and this route is going to be the thing that's most likely. I need you to learn how to play the game. This is the one thing that concerns me about Bryce Young. Why was Bryce Young drafted number one overall? Why was Bryce Young considered by most, not all, but most, the guy that they would have selected one overall? It's because Bryce Young is supposed to be a very cerebral quarterback. Bryce Young's supposed to be a guy that has this deep, complex understanding of what's happening ahead of him so that he's a step ahead where every other quarterback would be. He doesn't have to rely on physicality. He's going to beat you up top. He's going to beat you with the noggin, right? And I haven't seen that yet. And that's my big concern. But I have also said, he shows up with Frank Reich in charge. I don't think Frank Reich was in any way interested in teaching Bryce Young that element of football. I think Frank Reich was there to prove, hey, look, I got screwed by Indy and I'm going to prove it here. And I think he was out to win games, not develop a quarterback. I think the same thing later in the season. Who the hell was going to develop at that spot, at that stuff? And then this year comes in, I do think, and I'm not blaming him, but I think as a first-year guy, even though the premise of bringing Dave Canales in was to learn something to Bryce Young, I think Dave Canales also has a bit of a desire to prove that he is the guy, that his system works, that his tactics works, that his game plans work. And so he wasn't necessarily fully, I think, it's a hypothesis, that he is necessarily dialed in to developing, 100% dialed into developing Bryce Young. I think he's also in on proving that he's worthy of being a head coach. His system works. His tactics work. And so maybe BY's not getting the opportunity. Or there's option three, which is he just ain't that good. And I acknowledge that that's very on the table. I also think it could be a combination of both. But I think Kurt Warner's spot on here. I think we are doing two things. Number one, we're telling guys we need you to go out there and make plays, and we're not teaching them. We're not learning them up. And number two, we're teaching them to throw to the open guy, not to understand why the guy's going to be the open guy to throw to, and then be able to take that and move it to different parts of the football field and find the next guy. Good take from Kirk Cousins. Back. Good take from Kurt Warner. Kirk Cousins probably knows it too. He's a very smart old man. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. God, what an idiot. All right, real short segment here. So I'm going to, I got to do this. I was going to play it in the audio blitz, but I realized this is going to be a conversation for just a minute. So I feel like this is a wonderful place to put it. Jey Uso, WWE superstar. I don't care if you don't care about wrestling. This isn't about wrestling. It just happens to be that the subject is a wrestler. In a question that I kind of feel like I'm I hate ripping off somebody else's interview question, but this is such a good one. I kind of feel like this might be one that I work into some of our wrestling interviews moving forward. Jey Uso got asked a very unique question that I think it's a wonderful question to ask, not just professional wrestlers, but like anybody who works or is known for going out at night. Okay? Here's the question Jey Uso got asked. What's your go-to Waffle House order? Okay. Ignoring the fact that my man doing the interview said bowl of hash brown sausage egg, which is phenomenal. Phenomenal order, by the way. Phenomenal order.
So I haven't been there in a long time, so they actually have bowls with...
No, he asked for a bowl, which you can do. They'll do whatever you want.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So my man effectively makes like a breakfast salad, right? Like throw the hash browns in there, put the bacon egg sausage, and then put an egg on top, mix all that thing up. Now you got the egg that's kind of mixed up with the hash. Oh, it's a phenomenal
order. I would say that's kind of what I do. I've been doing it since I was a kid.
It's a breakfast casserole.
Yeah, I mean, but mine had gravy on it.
Yeah. So you can ask for that. Put that little white gravy sprinkle across the top. I'm a white gravy on the Waffle House everything, all right? My go-to order, great one, ham and cheese omelet, four eggs, not two, extra ham, extra cheese, hash browns on the side, white gravy and ham covering it up. Jey Uso goes three hash browns scattered and covered, six scrambled eggs with cheese melted on top, a pair of waffles with chocolate chips, a lemonade to drink, and then a coffee at the end.
That's just a lot. I mean, just a half a dozen eggs alone, that's a lot.
That's a lot of food. And I do like to point out, my guy is a professional athlete, all right? He burns more calories in one show than Lonzo and I do in a month, all right? It's a bunch of calories is pretty normal for a pro-caliber athlete. By the way, for those of you who don't know, for your hash browns, scattered means that they're extra crispy. And covered means that they are melted in cheese. So my man is going like everything cheese. All right, and I respect that. I like that a lot. I'm a big fan of going peppered, which means they're popping jalapenos on there. Capped, which means they're going mushrooms on there. Country, which means they're covered in that sausage gravy. And then if you want to flip it up a little bit, skip the country and go. Go topped, which is chili on the top.
All right,
chili hash browns untouchable.
Again, I haven't been there in a really long time, so the capped and topped and all that kind of stuff. I heard those are like add-ons to me compared to what it used to be, just smothered, covered, and chunked.
No, so. Those are add-ons. Those are add-ons. You get it. You
mean,
order hash browns.
Add-ons,
you just get
to the add-ons is what I'm saying.
Oh, you can listen. There's a scattered, smothered, covered, chunked, diced, capped, country, or if you got huevos, you go all the way, which is all of them.
All right, so if I were to go into Waffle House for the very first time today, and I've never been in a Waffle House, all that's going to be explained to me?
Yeah, it's on the menu.
Is it?
Yeah, they're all on the menu.
So, but in that terminology?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll say scattered. Yeah. It'll say smothered. Okay. Hey, it'll have them all laid out for you. Grade the Jey Uso Waffle House order. Three hash browns. Scattered and covered, as we mentioned, scattered means crispy. Covered means melted cheese. Six scrambled eggs with cheese melted on top. Two waffles, chocolate chip waffles specifically. A lemonade and then a coffee to cap it all off.
You know, a couple of years ago, we had a friend of the show, Mark Henry, on, and he was telling us about the food that he ate during his...
What do you order from Waffle House, Mark Henry? Everything. And one of everything.
I would think Mark Henry would think this was a snack.
Yeah, he would. I'm gonna give Jey Uso here a B- on the order. The hash browns are a classic at the Waho. I'm getting hash browns every time I go. You like them your way, I like them mine. I'm good with that. Hash browns good. Going three times the hash browns, I'm great with that. They're good hash browns. I'm not a scattered guy because I don't really like the extra crispy. All right, I like them to still have some potato texture to them. But I'm good with the hash browns your way versus my way. I'm good with that. Six scrambled eggs, I understand. You're a pro athlete. Yeah, I mean, like, eggs are your go-to, right? I get that. And the cheese melted across, that's fine. Two waffles, chocolate chip. I'm going to go this. It's big, which I appreciate. It's got a little variety, but it's kind of basic, Jey. It's kind of basic. Like, it's not bad, but it's kind of going to go a B- Waffle House order here. It's okay, but it's kind of... It's kind of basic. Like, I feel like there's a lot more on that menu that you could roll up into. And you know, like, if you're going to go 6 scrambled eggs, do it in an omelet and add some more onto it, right? Like, throw you some ham in there. Get you a little extra protein, a little extra breakfast meats in there. Where's the bacon, Jay? Where's the bacon? Gotta have some bacon in here. What are we talking about here? Like, I feel like Jay's got, he's got a good foundation of a Waffle House order, but like, it lacks a little flair. Like, there's no flair to it. Where's your flair, Jay? Where's your flair? For Yeet King Jey Uso, I thought there'd be a little flair to it, and there's no, it's good, it's fine, it's just very basic.
Also, Jey Uso has kids?
Yeah, a couple of them, I think. I think he's got 2 or 3 of them, if I recall correctly. I could be wrong, I don't know. All right, real quick. I'm not going to say what it is yet, because they have asked.
Wait, Jey Uso's been married since 2015. Then how can they do the I'm confused.
Yeet! You know why. I know why. We all know why. It's because of the person involved. Yeet. The Greenville Triumph. I'm going to tell you right now. Remember yesterday when we said we were kind of bummed out because Robert Salah got canned like 15 minutes after we got off the radio? I want you all to do me a favor, and I want you to follow the Greenville Triumph social media accounts today, because at 4 p.m. today, they are going to make an announcement that is going to, even if you're not a big soccer guy, blow your mind. I mean it.
Are you allowed to? So this was a.
I'm allowed to say that there is news coming, not specifically what it is. So, here's what I'm going to tell you: follow their social media handle, because at 4 p.m. this afternoon, I am going to tell you the Greenville Triumph are going to make an announcement that even if you're not a soccer fan, you're going to go, "Holy crap, that's enormous!" And it is. Trust me, when you hear this news at 4 p.m. today for the very first time, I promise you, you're going to be like, damn, that's big. That's big. And we are going to talk about it tomorrow on the show. In fact, not only are we going to talk about it on the show tomorrow, I pretty much tell you, I'm going to have something to say about it after it's announced this afternoon. I'm probably going to go live at like 7:30 tonight to talk about this after Wire to Wire concludes. But I promise you, this is going to be, I will say this, I have been here 4 years. The Greenville Triumph are celebrating their 5th year anniversary this year. I can tell you that this is, yeah, I would say this is the biggest news since John Harkes was announced as the first head coach of the Greenville Triumph. I think I'm comfortable saying that. This is the biggest news that the Triumph has announced since year one, that A, they are a team, and B, United States men's national team legend John Harkes was the inaugural head coach. 4 p.m. today, the Triumph are going to make that announcement. Make sure you're following their social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, because I'm sure that they are going to post it immediately at 4 o'clock. It is incredible news. Incredible news. And as a soccer fan, as a Triumph fan, and as a sports dude overall, I got the news a little earlier today. Dude, it's going to blow your mind. Even if you're not a soccer guy, you're still going to be like, damn, that's big. That's big for the local professional soccer club. 4 p.m. that news is announced, and we will talk about it tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show.
All right, it's time for, I nearly forgot to turn that on, but I remembered it. It's time for What the X, where I ask Rob.
What the X?
What the X is going on? Rob, the first thing that's Xing is Immaculate Constellation.
Immaculate Constellation. One of two things happened. Either someone very attractive got a tattoo of a star system, or I don't know.
Well, we'll see. When I first read it, Immaculate Constellation made me think that suddenly there's a new constellation in the sky. And we're going to look up and see a new constellation. But that's not what it is. It's a secret government program about aliens. And I don't know. It was trending. Dude, it was trending. And I'm like, okay. And you know, when things trend, they hope that you click on it because it catches your eye. And Immaculate Constellation is something, two words I've never heard put together before.
Neither have I. I mean, we've heard of the Immaculate Conception, the Immaculate Reception. Yeah. We've heard about a lot of Immaculate Ceptions of some case. Never heard Immaculate Constellation. I'm interested. I'm certainly one to read all about it and find out what it is.
Oh, the sinking feeling on his face when I told him what it was. Like, oh, it's another one.
Because, again, it's
trending.
Like, I know. I'm good with you bringing it up as a trending topic.
If you had the chance to say Immaculate Constellation on the air, you're probably going to do that.
It is the here is the frustrating thing. The frustrating thing is we do this once a year where it's like, UFOs, and then 2 weeks later, it's never brought up again.
We'll see them.
Give me proof or shut up. That's it for me. Give me proof or shut up. We live in an age where you can't fart in public without 50 cell phones being pointed at the booty cheeks to record it and put it on the internet. But, oh, there's UFOs everywhere. Show me something or stop.
Or if you rob, you just go out in the hallway. See yesterday's program. The next thing that's Xing is Lieutenant Diane.
Lieutenant Diane! Okay.
One of your guys.
Florida man. All right, let me tell you who Lieutenant Dan is real quick. Hurricane Milton is taking aim around Tampa. It looks like it's going to be a little south of Tampa, which is great for Tampa because it puts the north or the left side of the storm closer to Tampa. The right side of the storm is dangerous. I still feel awful for those people, but at least it's a less populated area. Well, in Tampa, there's a cat named Lieutenant Dan. He is a one-legged military veteran who lives on a sailboat. All right, he's Lieutenant Dan.
Does he shrimp?
No, he lives on a sailboat. He's just a dude who lives on a sailboat.
Lieutenant Dan shrimped.
No, I know. So, I mean, well, Lieutenant Dan didn't shrimp.
He shrimped with
Forrest Gump shrimped, and then Lieutenant Dan needed a job.
Bought a shrimp boat, yeah.
So, okay. Lieutenant Dan was filmed by this guy, put on the internet yesterday. Lieutenant Dan said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm riding this storm out on a sailboat.
Is that what he sounded like? I'm disappointed.
No, he very much sounded like slightly less twangy actual Lieutenant Dan.
Okay. All right.
So he's like, I'm riding this thing on my sailboat. I'm staying. I'm not leaving. The guy's like, you do know this is going to be a big deal. He's like, yeah, but I'm a man. I got a boat. I'm riding it out. And I got to tell you, I hope someone is capable of talking this man out of this decision, or else he is putting himself in a nomination for a Darwin Award and is going to win it because this thing is going to be brutal.
So afterwards, people are going to go looking for him, and if he survives,
he's going to be talked about as an American icon for years. More importantly, and this is where the jokes stop, what's going to happen if he makes it through this, and he's not, okay? I hate to talk about this. I hate to be morbid. If this cat stays on a sailboat, this guy's not making it through. If he does, though, what's going to happen is the next time a storm rolls through of this magnitude, a bunch more people are going to say, I'm going to ride it out like Lieutenant Dan. And you know what that means? A lot of people are going to die. It's not fun.
Wow.
All right?
Wow.
It's not fun.
I get what you're saying, but way to end the show that way.
I have to tell you. Listen, and hopefully it's not something that any of us ever have to worry about ever again. But my dudes, a Cat 5 storm, take this from a Florida boy who grew up on the beach and was around a lot of these things. Get the F out of the way. It's not a joke. It's not. It's not funny. Leave. Hey, y'all have a great, happy, positive, optimistic, uplifting rest of your Wednesday. When we come back tomorrow, we got Rashad Beer, we got Lulu Kessin, we got Fight Club, and we turn our attention towards the football weekend upcoming. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.